The Buffalo Billion bid rigging case came to a conclusion in Manhattan federal court yesterday with convictions against all defendants, including former SUNY Polytechnic chief Elaine Caliaros and Buffalo developer Louis Simonelli. As the case evolved, many observers, notably former U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, credited the work of Buffalo-based Investigative Post in shining a spotlight on some troubling issues related to state economic development programs. In recent years, Jim Heaney and Charlotte Keith of Investigative Post have published dozens of stories on the subject. Earlier this morning, I asked Jim Heaney, would these convictions have occurred without the work of Investigative Post?
Well, as you had mentioned, Preet Bharara, when he announced the indictments, referred to our work. I don't think if we had done that key story, anything would have been looked into. There would not have been any reason to look at anything. So, it kind of demonstrates the need for vigilant local investigative news reporting, because watchdogs are aggressive in going out and uncovering stuff like this. And in this time and age when a lot of news outlets are suffering financially and there's a lot of pressure by people hostile to the notion of a free press, I think this just underscores the need for a strong local independent press.
Going back to the heart of the convictions here, and the kind of key element in this whole case is an individual named Todd Howe. Kind of connect how Todd Howe brings together perhaps what was going on in the governor's office and connects it back to these developers who seem to be benefiting significantly from these contracts.
Well, Todd Howe had been an associate of the governor's going back years and years and years. Right-hand man, I'm not sure if he was exactly a right-hand man, but he was akin to a right-hand man. And according to the testimony in the trial, he was inserted by the governor's office in the Caliaros' office to be, in the words of the testimony, the governor's eyes and ears. And so he set up shop in Caliaros' office and by all indications played a central role in terms of what was done. I've known Caliaros a bit. And as I wrote in my blog post today, I doubt he was happy about that initially, but he was very insecure about his position with the governor. He wanted to make sure that he held on to his literally $1 million a year job with SUNY, and if that was the price to be paid, Caliaros agreed to go along with it. Caliaros also had relationships. I'm not sure what the nature was with the Syracuse developers. He had a relationship with the folks here in Buffalo. So he was, in a sense, he was playing all sides of the fences. And he probably earned some very handsome fees, but there was an inherent conflict of interest, which, as it turns out, was probably an intentional conflict of interest.
And, Jim, finally, we got about a minute to go here in our conversation. You mentioned your blog post, and we'll have a link available to that at our website, WBFO.org. But in short, what needs to be done moving forward here? This, from what you're saying in your blog, should not be the last of this.
No, there shouldn't. There's been efforts by reform groups to push a reform package to promote clean contracting. The governor has steadfastly opposed it, which strikes me particularly this morning as tone deaf. But more than that, the testimony in the trial, drew a link between, we just talked about Todd Howe, testimony in the trial drew a link between some of these shenanigans and the fact that Todd Howe was there as the governor's eyes and ears. And I think it behooves prosecutors to continue their work to answer the question, what did the governor know and when did he know it? I think that this trial raises serious questions that implicate the potentially implicate the governor's office. And I think, the news coverage has repeated over and over again, the governor has been accused of no wrongdoing. Well, the governor to this point and his people have not been the focus of prosecution, may not have been the focus of the investigation. But I think there's, unless there's something I don't know, I think there's a lot more digging that needs to be done by the federal prosecutors and perhaps some additional prosecutions.
Jim Heaney of Investigative Post, thanks very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.